This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
The famous playwright Oscar Wilde quipped, "I can resist anything but temptation." So here's what I wonder. What if Jesus had said, "Okay, yes, I'll do it"? What if he had turned just one small stone into a small loaf of bread? He's hungry, he's famished. Why not fill the emptiness? Not a feast or even a big loaf, no butter, just a little something to get him by. What if he had accepted the glory and authority of all the kingdoms of the world? They're rightfully his anyway, right? Why not free fall into the arms of angels? After all, he is the beloved Son. What if Jesus had said, "Okay, yes, I'll do it"? Would Jesus have been less beloved? Would he have no longer been God's Son? Would Jesus have been a failure? Now, these all sound like questions of speculation and idle curiosity, but they're not. Jesus may not have said, "Okay, yes, I'll do it," but I have, and perhaps you have as well. Sometimes we hunger for attention and acceptance and approval. And each of us, I suspect, has known the whole and emptiness of restlessness and boredom, and that sense that we're going nowhere and life has no meaning. No, we haven't turned a stone into a piece of bread, but we've likely filled our emptiness and fed our hunger with something less than nutritious and life-giving, something other than that we know God would want for us. We only wanted a little something to get us by, fill the hole, and satisfy the hunger. But it doesn't. And it never does. And it only gets us to the next fix. Other times we know better, but we don't do better. We take the easy way out. We do less than we really want to. We take a shortcut through life. It's easy to justify. Everyone does it. No one gets hurt. The ends justify the means, and no one knew. Then there's the time we negotiate with God. Have you ever thought or perhaps prayed, "You know, God, if you really loved me, if you are really the God who you say that you are, then I want you then to catch me, give me, do for me." Jesus' temptations in the wilderness are not all that different from our temptations. The wilderness is not so much a place as a situation. Like Jesus, we're sometimes left alone with our thoughts. Who am I? What am I about? What is this world about? Jesus was tempted in every way as we are. The difference is that Jesus said no, and sometimes we've said, "Okay, yes, I'll do it." And in that moment, are we less beloved by God? Are we somehow less God's children? Are we a failure? Turn the questions around. If we had said no, would we be more beloved, more God's children? Would we have passed and be a spiritual success? That duality between good and bad, right and wrong, passing and failing, often underlies our understanding of temptation. Temptations are seen as God's pop quiz. The test has been distributed, God waits for the results, and we wait for a grade. This idea of scorekeeping by God and us is, I think, what sometimes gives Lent a bad name and a bad reputation, and it's what tends to keep us stuck. But today's gospel offers us a way forward. Every year on the first Sunday of Lent, we hear the story of Jesus' temptation. The dust of Ash Wednesday has become the sand of the desert and the wilderness, the place of temptation. We are brought face to face with the temptations of our own lives. So how are we to understand them? Well, let's start with Jesus. He's baptized and immediately goes to the wilderness where he's tempted. At this baptism, the Spirit descended upon him and the heavenly voice declared, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." That's the reality even before the temptation, before the results are in. That's the reality for us as well. The relationship has already been established. Grace always precedes temptation. Whether Jesus said yes or no did not determine his sonship, his belovedness, or how pleased God was. The temptations, the struggles in the desert did not determine how God would know Jesus, but how Jesus would know himself. In struggling with his temptations, Jesus began to know himself to be filled with and led by the Spirit. The voice that spoke from without at his baptism was interiorized and spoke from the depths of his being. Jesus' wilderness experience and learning confirmed his baptism. He will declare this in his first public teaching. He comes out of the desert, if you recall, goes to his hometown synagogue, and reads from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. Then he tells the crowd, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The temptations were not a pass-fail exam, but information that led Jesus to understand himself. That's what they are for us as well. Every temptation is the opportunity to rediscover, to affirm and claim our identity as a beloved child of God, one in whom he is well pleased. The temptations do not establish Jesus' sonship. They help reveal and confirm it. It's the same way for us. If that is Jesus' way, then it is also our way. Our response to the temptations of life, whether yes or no, tell us something about ourselves. They offer information about who and whose we believe ourselves to be. They reveal where we place our trust, how we see the world, and our way of being towards each other. In facing our temptations, we discover our true hunger and emptiness. We find out where it hurts and see how we act out our wounds. We discover our weaknesses. We can become awakened and self-aware. With each temptation, we learn a little more about ourselves. That is important information. It is diagnostic. All of this offers an opportunity for a new life and a new way of being as beloved children of God. Treatment and healing can only ever happen after the diagnosis has been made. There is no salvation without temptation. You could say we are tempted into salvation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.